John chapter 20, starting in verse 1, reads, "Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, 'They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.' So Peter and the other disciples..." "So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in, and the striped linen were laying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the stripes of linen laying there, as well as the burial clothes that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' 'They have taken my Lord away,' she said, 'and I don't know where they have put him.' At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. 'Woman,' he said, 'why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?' Thinking he was the gardener, she said, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means 'teacher.' 'Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.' Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, 'I have seen the Lord,' and she told them that he had said these things to her." This is the word of the Lord. Easter messages are kind of hard to put together because it's Easter. What more really can you say than the tomb's empty? There's not a whole lot else you can say. There's not. The tomb's empty. Praise God. And he did it for us. But in this passage, and the reason I played the video was this. In this passage, we see the disciples get to the tomb. It's empty. They see the grave clothes and they go home. And I would hazard a guess that in the back of their mind as they were going home, Peter and John were going, "Dude, what happened? Where'd he go? What happened?" Right? They didn't get it. I mean, think about that. They had spent 3 years with Jesus. He told them this was going to happen. And when exactly what happened that he said would happen, they didn't get it. Right? I mean, think about that. I could just see them going home going, "Man, dude, John, what happened, man? Do you get it? I don't get it. What happened?" Right? And Peter, I'm sure, probably had a few choice words to say because it's Peter. And he was notorious for doing crazy stuff like that. Right? But Mary stayed. And she's looking, and two angels, and said, "Why are you looking for, ultimately, the dead among the living? Why are you staring in here? He's not here." And Jesus is there, and she turns and sees him, and Mary doesn't initially recognize him. The woman who had gone through so much and had been with Jesus for so long, she didn't quite get it. She thought he was the gardener, the keeper of the burial area, and everybody thought, okay, somebody came and moved him to somewhere else. Well, there was a huge boulder in front of this thing, so nobody just rolled it off and snuck off with him. They couldn't, and there were guards. If you look in the other passages in the other Gospels, there were Roman guards guarding it. Nothing happened. They didn't steal him. What happened was God happened. And so Mary turns back towards the grave in looking, and Jesus said, "Mary." All he said, "Mary." And he said it in such a fashion, in such a manner, that her heart understood who it was that had said, "Mary." And she turned. In this version, different translations have different words, but she goes, "Rabboni," which is "my great master, most honorable of all." It was a title given to only the most elite of Jewish teachers. In this, they translate it teacher, but it actually means master, Lord. When Mary recognized Jesus, the first thing that came out of her heart was master, Lord. She recognized him for who he was. Her heart heard his voice, and it recognized his voice, and she acknowledged him for who he truly is, master, Lord, over death, over the world, over your circumstance, over your situation. He's Lord over your pain. He's Lord over your sadness. He's Lord over, put anything behind it, he is Lord over it. Because he's not up there. He's not down here. He's in heaven alive today. He conquered it. He became master and Lord over death itself. Her voice, her heart leapt at the sound of his voice. Her heart leapt at the sound of his voice. She turned and exalted him for who he was. And I played that clip to have that sound, because ultimately at the end of the day, Resurrection Sunday is about one thing and one thing only. Jesus is alive. And have you accepted him? Have you accepted the benefits of the death on the cross for the forgiveness of sins for yourself? That's what today is all about, period. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Have you heard Jesus' voice calling to your heart? And from your heart, have you called him Lord and Master? Have you had saving faith? Have you pronounced him Lord over your life to where he has become your Savior, so that he has taken out his pen, dipped it in his blood, and wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? So as we aptly heard, when you die, you know where you're going and who you will stand before and who you will rejoice with. Whether you take your last breath here or we hear the ram's horn announce his coming and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords shows up in the sky and takes us home with him. Whichever happens first, do you know you're going to be with the saints that go marching in or not? And ultimately, end of the day, that's what Easter is all about. There's nothing, thank you. There's nothing else. Nothing else today. That's it. Do you know Jesus as your Lord? Have you confessed him as Lord? Is he your Savior? And are you going to heaven when you die?
Amen.
That's all there is. And I played that for a reason. All across churches, they're going to come up with some crazy thing. I'm just going to ask you simply, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord, here's the altar. This isn't going to be a long one. The altar's open. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, if you've never confessed him out of your mouth as Lord, so he has become your Savior, here's your chance. Do you want to go to heaven or not? I'm sorry. That's what this book says. That's what he's tasked me with doing. Do you want to go to heaven? It's real simple. Listen to his voice. Hear him say your name. Call him Master. And he will become your Savior because he died for you. You are worth it. You are worth it. Put your name in that. I am worth it. I am worth his death. You may not think you are. You may think that you have too many problems. You have too much baggage. You may think that your life isn't worth the blood of God himself. And God the Father is saying, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I sent my son for you individually and personally. And he wants to give you that opportunity today. I know this isn't your typical Easter Sunday. That's all right. I'm not your typical guy. I don't want anybody to miss out on heaven. I don't. I don't. I don't want anybody to miss out on heaven. I'll give you a moment. This isn't going to be long. The altar is open. If you have never confessed Jesus Christ as your Master and Lord, so He has become your Savior, now's your chance. Because if you look, it said, Mary heard Jesus' voice, that still, small voice. And she turned and went, yes, Master. Yes. She acknowledged Him for who He was. If you don't, the altar's open. I won't take long. You are welcome. If you're mildly embarrassed, bring a friend. Bring two friends. Bring three friends. It doesn't matter. Because God wants you with Him forever. He sent His Son to have a relationship with you. And if your heart's beating 16,000 miles an hour in your chest, He's probably saying, hey, you may want to take advantage of this. Because Scripture says, tomorrow's not granted to us, only today. And you're here for a reason. God loves you. He sent His Son. On Friday, several thousand years ago, on a Friday, God Himself endured one of the most horrific deaths ever recorded in words. And He did it for you.